Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where I watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons and today is Tuesday, February 18th.
It is indeed.
Wow. Welcome back to Sarah, Clara, and Sabrina, the hosts of the Mean Book Club podcast. I got it right that time.
Yeah, excellent.
Congratulations.
Real clean. Yeah. Real clean. What are we reading for the next?
What are we reading?
We're watching the Irishman.
Is there any episode between now and the one that I'm going to be on?
Yes, there'll be a few episodes. Oh, okay. We pre-record them and then release them in a season. So we have our next season. We've got a bunch of great books coming up.
Hell yeah, we do.
We have to pre-record because we have to read these
We have
books.
To read full
they
books.
Take,
we don't
oh,
just
I
watch
see.
A
sure.
minute of a movie. It's
easy. You can do a minute a day. You
I
can't
think your
read a
podcast
book.
Should be a page of a book at a time and then you talk about it.
Some of these books we've done, they're too long for
yeah.
that.
Sabrina
usually listens to things at 3x speed.
I do.
So.
It'd be very hard.
I know you've said that, and I really think that's smart.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm actually a genius.
Yes.
Jesus
well,
Christ.
Okay.
If it gets
just
in
my IQ,
your
baby.
Brain at all, it's in your subconscious.
Right.
And you don't want that.
Right. Okay, so should we move on with the second minute of the
Right,
of the
we got the laundromats.
We've
What's
got the laundromat.
Happen?
Frank is being asked to bomb this place, and he's pretty sure this guy Whispers is desperate.
Will they live?
Sorry. I have to keep moving the microphone so Sabrina can actually see the screen, which
yeah.
is important.
It'd be a fun twist if I couldn't.
Yeah, really add to it.
So, wow, yeah, you're yeah. just listening to 1 minute of a movie.
It's pretty quiet, too. So.
Do you want me to turn the volume up?
Oh,
that
no.
actually would be good.
Okay. I think I can do that. Oh, yeah. See, look how
it's almost all the way down.
It's almost all the way down. That's not acceptable at all. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and
Whispers
start the next minute. Yeah, this
Frank.
Is Whispers and Frank. It's the Cadillac
Delaware.
Linen Service in Delaware.
Ooh,
oh,
okay.
That's,
no.
that's not very nice.
By Jewish people, but he said
I know.
It derogatorily.
Kind of trying to tell you that.
He's getting a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, he's only getting $2,000, and then, oh, he's really not being
really
very nice
about the Jewish
thing.
Anti-Semitic. Yeah, you
yeah.
guys feel really good about this guy now?
I don't
said
think
he
deserves
good.
To die.
What's a VIG?
I have no idea. I'm so glad I turned the subtitles on, because I would have had no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
Do we know
okay,
Skinny?
So this is
so
a
Skinny's
side deal.
Razor, that's the, okay. The Bobby Cannavale character.
This is a side deal. He's trying to
right,
do this,
this
with him
side
without
thing, yeah.
the mob knowing.
Okay.
They're in a restaurant also.
Okay,
yeah,
so
in a diner,
he gives
and now he's getting up and walking away.
$2,000 in an envelope.
Okay, and now he's at home. He's taking it out at home. That doesn't seem like a good idea, just right there on the kitchen table.
Well, if you can't trust your wife, who can you trust?
Well, we don't know anything about this guy's wife. We don't know anything about Frankie's wife, actually. We only just saw her for the first time.
Yeah.
We know she's fertile.
She seems nice.
She
yeah, three kids. She's popping them out.
Pregnant with another kid. She seems nice. She did not seem to want her husband to beat the grocer.
Nor did the daughter. The daughter seemed very upset about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Little Anna Paquin.
Is that?
No.
Uh-oh.
This movie was.
Oh,
no.
Big
oh, no.
Spoiler.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
What do we do? What do
so
we do?
You're telling
no.
me that that actor wasn't a DH.
That was
Anna
a
Paquin.
DH. Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you.
No. Okay. So you're telling me that the Anna Paquin plays his daughter later in the movie?
You didn't know that? I'm sorry.
Listen
oh,
to me, Sarah.
I did
know
that.
I know
that.
Absolutely
okay.
nothing about this movie.
Okay.
I
don't think
now.
I'm giving, just telling you an actress
spoiler.
Is in the movie.
It's
I don't
not a
think
spoiler.
This is a spoiler.
No. But
it has been fun seeing actors show up and be like, oh shit, they're in this? We saw, I
you
just forgot, we saw Harvey Keitel and he barely even said anything and now he's gone. I haven't seen him
There's
in weeks.
A really main character. I don't, you have not even.
Well, I know
met.
Al Pacino plays Jimmy Hoffa
okay, okay.
and I know that he doesn't
not,
come up for at least another
not
like
gotten
month.
To Jimmy Hoffa.
No, we have not gotten to like the main character of the movie.
Yeah, honestly, very funny.
I am getting a new appreciation of how frustrating this must be for you because
yeah.
like I very much want to just press play and relax
right.
and
yeah.
watch a movie.
I have this is going to take me into fucking November and I'm really upset about
Honestly,
it.
Honestly though, that's a good feeling if you have that like I want to keep watching cuz when I watched it I was like there were definitely points where I was like I'm tired, make it I'm done with this. Oh, stop yeah. it.
No
I want to walk away.
I assume had a gun to your head. You didn't have to finish
No,
it.
But I'm just saying, like, you're excited to watch more doing this, whereas watching straight through was kind of like, can this be over yet?
Or there are some days I'm excited, and then there's some days that I feel bad that I have to keep doing this for the rest of the year, basically.
Dude, so many guns to everyone's head.
So many what?
Guns to everyone's head, it seems.
Yeah, no, there's no gun to my head. This is the whole reason this is a bad idea is because nobody asked
Isn't
me to
there?
Do it. I just decided
Isn't
to do it.
There?
Oh, shit, Sarah. No,
oh,
no.
You guys can't see, but
Sarah
okay.
has a gun.
She has
two guns. Why? You're pointing it. No, yeah, but shoot the computer. That's it. There you go. That's
All
a
right.
good idea.
I do want everyone to know she really committed and she did
she
the
really
improv gun.
She really physically committed to the bit.
She didn't do the
she
thing where
the
you point
guns.
The finger.
Yeah, you did real improv.
Of course.
All that UCB training
really paid off for people not being able to see me
for a podcast.
So how are you guys feeling? Do you feel you've collected any more information for the
well, now that we're back in the kitchen, I'm worried that we're not going to see the bombing. I don't think the bombing's going to happen by Friday. I think we're going to get some we're going to take a break from that for a second and then go back, and the bombing's not going to happen until like next week sometime, and you guys won't even be here to see it, which is
what
is
that well book? But I think it also means perhaps that we don't lose on our bet on what was going to happen, because it's just by the end of the week. So,
right, if Whispers lives to the end of the week,
oh, is there money down on this?
We all
picked the same side, so I don't know.
we
I know, and honestly,
Scorsese will pay us.
Yeah. I really would prefer in the future if you guys could pick different sides, so it's more exciting for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I think he does not live then. How about that?
Okay. Thank you. It's a little bit more exciting for
dies.
Me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. By the end of the week.
I have an inkling maybe that the bombing goes wrong.
Oh,
maybe this doesn't
fun.
Go.
Yeah.
Maybe this is like an inciting incident finally after 6 weeks.
It makes a lot of sense because he doesn't know how to bomb stuff.
He doesn't know how to bomb stuff. And he only get, first of all, Whisper said that he was going to give him 10 grand, then only fronted him 2 grand.
Yeah, but then he made a very salient point that if he doesn't pay up the other end of it, Frank's going to do something real bad to him, and he doesn't want that. Although, do we think that that was foreshadowing
also,
in a different
possible.
Way? Not like I think maybe. Maybe we just never even see Whispers
again.
Don't we
think that if his name's Whispers, he should whisper, you know?
Yeah.
Why don't you lean into your name?
Right.
Yeah, sure.
What gives?
And also, he seems real scared of the mob, and it's like, I can't help you there. You are also a mobster.
Yeah. You can't be into it and scared of it.
Yeah, you can't have 1 foot out the door with the whole mob thing.
But if you're in the mob, shouldn't you just be scared on edge all the time? They must take a lot of anti-anxiety pills,
I don't know that it was that popular back
then. I don't think that was a thing back then, yeah.
Well,
I think that's why they drank so much.
Yeah.
I think you could argue that maybe the movie is going to be an exploration of what it's like to be a mobster.
Well, we'll have to see.
Should we? Is that a good place to break and then you come back tomorrow?
I can't. Yeah.
No, one last thing we need to touch on. What is beside the envelope of money?
There's
is
a
that,
book.
No, it's like, is that a coffee cup with a lid? Is it a sugar container?
Oh, my guess is it's like a creamer.
Oh, okay.
So that would make sense.
Put the cream in. I bet there's a spout over here.
Okay.
Off.
Yeah.
We're really breaking down something.
We got
like
a close up of a kitchen table, corner of a kitchen table.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and he's taking the money.
I'll tell you what, this comes back. Big play. This
so glad
right?
Okay,
don't
good.
Spoil it.
Hopefully, it comes back tomorrow, Wednesday. Thank you again to Sarah and Clara and Sabrina.
No problem.
And they're going to be here all week. And so will I. And so will you, hopefully, when we come back tomorrow, Wednesday. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.